shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
What's the fan, man? It's on the floor. What's he doing on the floor? Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The truth is our bitch, and we certainly do welcome you here to our program, where we try to cover the waterfront here late at night. And with me is Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray. I apologize for the lack of information on the show log on our website last night. I was dealing with, as I had posted, the fact that I'd had very little sleep. What's the problem?
Well, these personal problems that you have, Phil, I don't know that you should be explaining these. In other words, the audience, it's not their problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you can't get enough sleep, that's your problem. Well, one of the things about, thank you very much for your, God.
Yeah, being all insensitive, everything about it.
That's what I was going to say. Can't you have a little sensitivity?
Phil, as the man said in Cinderella Man, my blank is for my business, my heart's for my family, but my you-know-what is for my business.
Talking about balls?
Why did he do... Are you saying...
He's not saying that you have those. No. The line from the movie, Cinderella Man, is, my balls are for my... My heart is for my family, my balls are for my business. It's a very good line. It probably articulates perfectly the way every breadwinner feels when he goes out into the jungle that is this world of ours and attempts to make way, make headway for his family, tries to get out and improve the lot of his family in life, right?
Well, are you going to give the Gettysburg Address, or are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm saying...
I'm not giving a speech, Margaret.
Well, it sounds like it. And, you know, Robert does a great... Do the Phil impression.
Yeah, the Phil impression?
Yeah, Robert, he does a pretty good impression of you. Go ahead, Robert, do it.
All right. Well, see, my balls are for my family. My heart is for my family. My ball... Oh, I forget. What do you think?
God, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good, or what?
It is dead on. It is absolutely dead on.
Well, I wouldn't say... Do it again. My balls are for my family. No, wait. Let me try. Hold on. My heart is for my family. My balls are for my business.
Robert, that's pretty good, man. You know, you could get a gig...
How about you start paying me?
I pay you guys. Probably not enough, but I pay you. In fact, I pay you more than you're worth. Probably not enough, but more than you're worth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So as I was saying, I apologize to the audience because and to my readers on the blog, because the insomnia thing, it really nails me. I mean, I get insomnia like no other. I know that there's some guys that are awake. I don't know how people do this, but I've heard of people being awake for days on end, 3, 4, 5 days, you know?
I think those people are what, they're bipolar.
So they have a mania.
Yes, those are people that can stay awake. And I had a very dear friend. She was, you'd have to go and you'd have to say to her, you've got to go to sleep.
Yeah, my mom was like that a lot of times.
What do you mean, Rob? I mean, Bud.
Well, you'd have to go to her and say, Mom, you got to go to sleep now. It's been like 5 days or whatever.
5 days, man? Are you kidding me?
No. And you finally have to go to her and say, Mom, are you going to go to bed? And she'd go, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a sad reality. See, a lot of people think that mania... The bipolar kind of mania?
Well, hold on for a minute. I was the one that brought up bipolar.
Right.
Now, you're going to just take that torch and run with it?
You don't have to be that petty.
I'm not being petty, but I brought up bipolar. I'll do it.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything to say about it. It's just that...
Mark, well, then let me do it, okay? Because I got something to say. You're going to take the torch and run with it.
I was the one... Well, never mind.
You gonna go to the toilet?
No, I'm not going to the toilet. I'll let you know when I go to the toilet.
Well, that reminds me, by the way, David wants an alarm installed, and...
Yeah, I heard about that, and that's not going to happen.
Should I unplug it, then?
Are you telling me you already installed an alarm?
Yeah, we've been working on it, like, all night long, and David said as long as she's gonna go to the toilet, then we got to do something to alert the audience that she's leaving the room, because a lot of times she whispers it and go down, I'm gonna go to the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Would you please say that in English now?
Oh, my God. There's the racism right there.
No, you were mumbling it, Robert. Are you saying, in other words, David... Don't say anything. I want to just know if this is what you said. You're saying David called and said he wants a toilet alarm.
How dare you?
That's what he called it. He wants a toilet alarm.
Yeah, he called up. He said, you got to have a toilet alarm. That's exactly what he said. You got to. There ain't no alternative. Must have a toilet alarm. No alternative, you know?
Must land at Beirut. No alternative.
I understand. Got to have a toilet alarm. No alternative. Okay?
Right.
So we've been working on it since about 2 a.m. We knocked off for breakfast. Then we came back and did more. Maybe knocked off for lunch.
Have you guys slept?
No.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't have insomnia or nothing. It's just we've been working on the alarm.
Jeez, you guys have been going at it, man, for almost 24 hours. That's nuts.
Well, what kind of an alarm is it?
Well, I mean, I can demonstrate it. We got the alarm plugged in?
I don't have it plugged in right now because we still have to do testing.
What are you guys putting in here anyway? No, hold on. Don't say anything. David calls up and says, I want a toilet alarm, and you guys are starting to work on a toilet alarm, and you don't have it done yet, and you're telling me that you may have it done, but you still got to do testing. What the hell are you guys installing in here, okay?
It's just an alarm that you'll be able to hear in case she's on a toilet.
She's on the toilet?
It's a multi-level alarm, man. I mean, once you hear it, you know.
Here's David. I just got a call. David, yeah. David, you're on right now.
Hey, Bill, that was my call, okay?
Yeah, I know it was your call. Do you mind letting me know about these things?
Well, I didn't think it was the guys are telling you about it right now.
I didn't hear about anything before we went on the air.
Excuse me, can I say something? Because I happen to be the target of this toilet alarm.
Morgan, all I said was put the toilet... I didn't even want you to have to be worried about it. I just told the guys, I want a toilet alarm and I want it now. I said, I don't care, don't spare any expense. And
don't spare any expense?
Well, yeah, because what we want is to let you know that she knows that she's going to go and, you know, go on toilet. And,
Well, there you go, whispering. Nobody can hear it. I can't hear it. This is why you got a toilet alarm, because no one could hear her saying anything.
Well, I mean, there's certain things you got to whisper, you know.
But I just heard Bud say that you were complaining about her whispering.
Didn't you tell me that you wanted me whispering thing? If I needed to use the toilet, and okay, I'll go ahead and say it, all right, so everyone is clear. If I had to use the toilet.
Now, Margaret, there's no sense in being childish.
I'm being childish. I love that. You're the one that's being childish. And you're saying if I needed to use the toilet, I can just say it out loud.
I'm just saying, no, I would rather you... You've been saying it out loud, you got audience, you're turning people off left and right. I said, when you go to use...
What?
Are you going to tell me you don't know what I'm saying?
There's a million people listening, man.
All right, the toilet. I want to have... Oh, my chest.
Take it easy, David, will you?
Baby, my pills.
You got it.
My pills, baby, come on.
You all right?
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to pull over.
We are pulled over.
What's all that traffic?
We're pulled over on the freeway. Give me the pills, baby. Oh, thank God. I don't care if it's saccharin, it's a pill. Now,
All right, look, I'll talk to the guys about this toilet alarm, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Wait a second, I pulled over on the Harbor Freeway.
So that's how it's going to be, huh? You're just going to humiliate me?
No, it was great. I didn't do nothing to do it.
What?
Margaret, hold on. I didn't know, he didn't know, he didn't know, I didn't know, and he didn't know.
That's six people, and there's only four in the room.
Right. And, so in any event, the toilet alarm is not your hang-up. David's a mental midget. I don't know why we need that. All you have to do, if you wouldn't mind, is hold it until we go to a break.
I don't like the term hold it. It's crude. And now you've got the audience out there going, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, she's got to hold it. Yeah, well, what?
That's got to do. Got to hold it.
Women can't hold it. How many times have I told all of you, you men, women can't hold it? When a woman says she needs a toilet, brother, you better step on it. You better step and fetch. Excuse me, Robert, all no disrespect intended.
I understand.
But you better step and fetch, and I mean quick. Lickety split. Sorry, Robert, no offense intended.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
I'm trying to understand.
When I say, any woman says, I need a toilet, boy, you best run. No offense intended, Robert.
Come on now. Hold on for a minute. Boy, you better run.
I'm sorry. I was raised in the South.
You were raised in Pennsylvania.
The South?
South of Pennsylvania.
I wasn't raised south of Pennsylvania, but I was raised...
Southern Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay. All right, now that we've got all of that bullcrap out of the way, we'll be right back with the toilet alarm or something. We got another story here that we didn't get to last night. 666 was stamped on a W-2, and there was a Christian gentleman who, quote, won't sell his soul to the devil. He doesn't want that 666 on his W-2. What in Hay? We'll be back and talk about that and more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth Toilet is alarm. Our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass. Your life is made so much simpler, so much easier. You wouldn't even believe it. With a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, you are entitled to thousands and thousands of hours of downloadable full radio shows. Now, this isn't just the regular, you know, talk show. This is a radio show that has broken the... It's broken. No, it's...
Well, a lot of people think it is broken, Phil.
Oh, it's, thank you very much. We have broken new ground in radio satire and audio entertainment, audio comedy. Don't ask me, ask the thousands, millions around the globe that have enjoyed our comedy. Everywhere from Queen Elizabeth to, well, I don't know about her.
Well, some significant people.
Significant people. I don't know if any royalty has ever actually become fans. It would be nice to know if anyone is close to... the prince of whatever the hell that thing is, or, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man. Is there any more kings left or anything?
There are, yes, some ceremonial... Are you trying to tell me? Are you serious?
Well, I just would be... do you think there's any royalty that... do we have any royalty... Never mind. I was going to ask if there's a royalty who has a backstage pass.
Probably some people that think they are, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, probably someone deemed their dog Prince something.
How dare... You know that I've got a terrier... Name Prince Sluggo. You know that, don't you?
No.
Well, that...
Margaret, how does he... What do you mean, Prince Sluggo?
That's the name of our terrier. Excuse me. I'm giving you fair warning. I'm sorry, Phil.
All right. I'm telling you, it's flipping me out.
I had Hebrew National hot dogs with the extra hot Gulden's mustard. I told you.
Look, if that makes you belch, the hot stuff...
Who are you pointing your finger at?
I'm sorry, Margaret. That was rude. If that makes you belch, the hot stuff, why do you eat it?
Because I'm hungry.
And you know when you come in studio, you belch.
And also...
All right, will you knock it off? Look, Margaret, with all due respect, you belch when you eat hot stuff.
Because of the interaction between the spices, God.
All right, I know there's a chemical, a biological chemical, whatever the hell they call it. I'm just asking you to hold off if you don't mind. Would you mind?
Yes, I would.
So you insist on coming in here and belching?
No, I do not insist. I'm telling you, it's out of my control.
All right.
And thank you for making my own personal bodily functions once again a subject of discussion on your foul... You know, Phil, I just...
Right. There you go. What the hell is that? What is that? Where are you going? Where'd she go?
What do you think?
Are you telling me that's the toilet alarm?
Well, yeah, I thought that was very good.
And you guys worked on that all night, huh? You worked on that, the toilet alarm, all night.
Yeah. We feel it's very good and everything about it. Here's Mr. Hall, by the way. He just called in because he heard the toilet alarm. I know you hung up on him and everything like that. And
well, what am I going to do about it?
What do you think?
What do I think of what?
The toilet alarm. Now, the guys worked from 2 o'clock in the morning all the way.
Well, you're going to be angry.
I know. I don't care if he's angry. Let me ask you a question with all due respect, bud, okay?
Surely. Ask me anything.
Thank you. When you guys were working... What's that for?
She's back.
I'm back.
You're back.
Yes.
Do we need an alarm for that?
Well, I thought we would put in a reverse alarm in case you get scared. You. A lot of times the people walk up behind you, especially in today's, you know, society, especially if you're on the radio.
Don't give me the long speech, bud. Do we have to have a return alarm?
No, we do not.
What is... You're going back to the toilet?
I forgot something.
You know, I tell you something, man. That's the most distracting thing in the world. If you got to have a toilet alarm... Yeah, David.
Don't hang up on me when I'm trying to explain the toilet alarm. Now, the reason why we have that is so you'll know she's going to the can.
Oh, is that right? Like I don't already.
Well, she doesn't have to announce it to 85 billion people. Okay? You know, I had her going, you didn't like that. And when I come on here and I say, Phil, it's the time alarm, you didn't like that. So I start screaming it, you don't like that. So we put in an alarm, you don't like that. We put an alarm to tell you when she's coming back, you don't like that.
Why is it, what is that anyway?
What's what?
What I heard.
The toilet alarm?
Yes, bud.
What is it, bud?
It's squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels.
Squirrels? Why squirrels?
Because of the whole squirrely nature of the show, but even more the squirrely nature of anybody gotta get up and go can.
Hey, don't do shorthand, okay?
Don't do the shorthand.
All right. Anybody that needs to get up and go to the can is squirrely as many times as Ms. Gray does.
I heard that.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Gray.
Take it easy, Mark. So you got a
Yeah.
And I signed off on it. I think it's very good. I think you should at least give it the next 24 hours. All right, bud, so, you know, with Mr. Hendry's approval, we don't want to piss off Mr. Hendry. Now, do we? With Mr. Hendry's approval, I say we go squirrel 24. Got it?
Squirrel 24, right. Squirrel 24, Mark.
Squirrel 24?
Yeah. 24 hours with the squirrel. Sounds like a good movie, doesn't it?
Hey, you're going to get all silly acting about it.
Hey, bud. You know something? It's one thing for you guys to put in the squirrel meter or...
No, squirrel alarm. Here she comes.
It's another...
I'm back.
All right, Margaret, you're back. So why do I have to have a squirrel alarm?
That's the squirrel meter. The squirrel alarm is when I'm leaving. The squirrel meter lets you know I'm back. What?
You're already telling me that you're back.
This way I don't have to... The audience isn't any the wiser.
Well, the audience is wiser now because they've been listening to the squirrel alarms going off. It was the toilet alarm.
I think squirrel alarm is a lot cuter. Excuse me. All right.
Okay, that's great. Let's just get back into the news, huh?
Thank you. Oh, God. Mike, the Hebrew... Can I just say, this is Margaret Gray for Hebrew National.
Never mind the Hebrew National. What did we drop there, bud?
I don't know. Names?
Names. All right, what names have I dropped?
The only name you dropped so far is Mr. Hall, and he's going to be really mad. Oh, you dropped his call.
I didn't drop his name. That ain't a name you're going to drop. His call? Yes. All right, 666 stamp W-2, Christian won't sell his soul. Many of you may have already heard the story, and you may be surprised as to my take on this. You see, years ago when I started in this business,
One thing, I forgot my purse.
Squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter. Okay.
I'm back.
Let me ask you a question. You know, you're yelling out squirrel meter. You're telling me you're back. What do we need the squirrel meter for?
Just to get you used to it, because you didn't know what it was.
You were misidentifying, Mr. Henry. If she's getting up, she's going to the can one more time. Let's go through it, all right?
Squirrel 24.
Right. Squirrel 24. Hike. When she gets up, go to the can.
That's a squirrel alarm.
Now, when I'm coming back, I give Bud the high sign.
And then I go squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter. Squirrel 24.
Squirrel 24, hike.
What's with this squirrel 24 hike?
That's what the test. You know how I'm doing a beta test?
You know, I think you guys, the mental midgetry around here has just gotten even, it's even shrunk more. It's tiny. I'm telling you, it's tiny.
When you say it's tiny, Phil, it sounds a little...
Yeah, it sounds like it's phallic.
Oh, is that what it sounds like to you? You know, I got to tell you, if that's the way your mind works, I was talking about their brain power, okay? Now, I can understand the squirrel meter. I can understand...
Oh, my God, he's crying.
Phil, are you crying?
No, I'm laughing. I'm crying. I ought to cry. I can understand the squirrel meter, the squirrel alarm, all of that. I don't quite get this squirrel 24. Guys, don't turn this into some big government project, okay?
Just easy for us to communicate.
Yeah, no sweat off you.
It really isn't any sweat off of you, Phil.
All right, do whatever you want to do. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about this 666 stamp W-2, Christian won't sell his soul to the devil. And why am I wearing a sweatshirt on the air tonight when this studio always gets to be a sauna? Why? Because I'm nuts. It was cold at the house. I came over here in a sweatshirt, and now I'm in a studio, and it feels like it's 85 billion degrees.
Good move.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back with this story and more stories. The world-famous Phil Henry Show online at philhenryshow.com. We got some news about our podcast. Got some news about one-man show. It gonna be good. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter. Rule 24. Yeah.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and truth is our bitch on the show. Come on, join us at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. Our one-man show where I will be on stage for you for the very first time in my life, in my existence, in my, you know, in taking up space here on this planet will be taking place this spring. We'll let you know as to when, where, how, what, who, you know. We're getting closer. People are getting excited. It's heavy, man.
Yeah, and you have a lot of, you've got a lot of preparation to do, a lot of editing of things.
Oh, yeah. We've got a multi, it's going to be kind of a multimedia thing. Our podcast, of course, episode 120 is out. It is available now on iTunes. If you go grab the podcast, subscribe to our podcast. It's free. We do have a daily free podcast. It gives you an example of what we have for you in our archives. And you can subscribe to it through iTunes. Episode 120 is out, and I believe it's Bob Green talking about, oh, this one, today, Bob Green was talking about having produced a cup, a mug, a coffee mug for the USA soccer team, and I guess he wasn't able to sell it.
Yeah, because they didn't, USA soccer team sucked beyond words.
Yeah, man, they sucked on skates, that's true.
Like anybody remembers, you know.
Well, I did. I was following soccer, and I still follow soccer. Or, all right, don't get upset. The French is soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
You are one lot.
Hey, watch it.
See this? This is a nail file, bud. Do you know what this can do to an eyeball?
Well,
Margaret.
I'm talking, I don't need that, jumping in the middle of my well-sculpted phrases. So would you please tell it?
Bud.
Yeah, well, what you said, suck air, sound like suck air.
Oh, baby.
Hey, watch it. Put that nail file away.
I want to file my nails later on.
Well, Margaret,
I want to file my nails later on. Thank you.
All right. Sorry. So anyway, guys, do join us for that. That is our podcast today, episode 120. Now, getting to the story that I want.
I'm sorry.
Squirrel alert, squirrel alert, squirrel alert.
You don't have to say it, man. I know I can hear it, okay?
You know you can hear it, but do you believe you hear it?
Yeah. Can you say that?
Turn that off. I guess Margaret went to the toilet.
Yes. Didn't you hear the squirrel alert?
Yeah, and I also heard you say I'm going to the toilet.
I did not. I said I'm going to the toilet.
All right. So in any event, folks, 666 stamp W-2, Christian won't sell his soul. Walter Slonopas was a maintenance worker for Contact Casting LLC, but resigned after he notified, or excuse me, he resigned after he noticed his 2012 W-2 had the number 666 on it. Now, I'm looking at the, I'm looking at it right here, and you guys can see, can you guys see the number 666? I'm holding up the camera here on Phil TV. Can you see it anywhere on that W-2? I see the headline, and I also see what looks to be the byline of the writer, and then the W-2 below it. I can't really see the 666.
Let me take a look at it.
Nah. Thanks a lot, man. It's crumbled up now.
Sorry, let me straighten it out. There.
Just straighten out better than that, man.
Look, just straighten it out, Mr. Rooney. I'm sorry. I'll handle it. That's fine.
Squirrel alert!
No, that's called squirrel meter, you jackball.
Sorry, squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter.
Give me the thing. I got you guys trying to straighten this out, and I got a squirrel alert. Oh, excuse me, squirrel meter going on.
It is technically the squirrel meter when I go to the moon.
You know what we got to do? Let's just change the name of the toilet to Nye. That way, you can say, Phil, I got to go to the Nye, and we won't have to have a squirrel or a squirrel.
A squirrel?
There'll be no need for squirrels.
All right, so in any event, 666 was on this guy's thing, you know?
His penis?
What an ass.
I don't know. The man said on his thing.
No, it wasn't on his penis. No, it wasn't. It was on his W-2.
When you say thing...
Yeah, it's easy to misunderstand.
You ever heard of a guy getting a tattoo on that, by the way?
No comment.
Well,
no comment.
Okay, I just want... It seems like it's...
Seemed like it would have hurt.
No comment.
Okay, Margaret, no comment. You haven't heard of that.
No comment.
Anyway, it would seem like it would have hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that skin... I don't think you're supposed to tattoo that, you know?
No comment.
Margaret...
The man that I knew in Cyprus. Weren't you going to ask me about it?
Well, I thought you said no comment.
I'm not going to start talking about a man's...
You know what we ought to do? We ought to have a penis alert. There you go.
That's strictly for me going to the can. How dare you?
All right, Margaret, I know all about your Greek lover. I don't want to hear about it right now because, frankly, it makes me ill with that whole cucumber sauce thing. All I asked was a simple question. I've heard about a lot of things, piercings. I don't know about tattoos.
I think a guy get a tattoo there, but you'd have to be able to endure a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. By the way, there's a new tattoo parlor up the street. Have you been in there, bud?
Yeah, I did. Those guys are good, man. They do some good ink in there. And they also put on a little bit of jail ugly, too, if you need it.
Jail ugly? Good God. What do you mean jail ugly?
I'm not saying jail ugly like jail, but you can make it look like you got jail ugly.
So you want to look like you've been in jail?
Not me. Some guys.
What kind of a stupid-ass thing is that? Why would a guy want to look like he's been in jail?
You know, back people down. You look badass.
Dude, either you're badass, either you got jail experience or you don't. You're not going to put on a bunch of jail tats and people are... You think that's going to make you tough?
Well, I'm just saying, you know...
You can look like it.
It doesn't...
Okay, well...
What are you saying?
You're going to put on jail tats, it doesn't mean you're tough. You're going to put on some jail tattoos and somebody think you've been to jail and then maybe some guy who has been in jail isn't impressed with your jail tats and you have to... It's a silly thing. Tattoos are getting out of control. I mean, I like them. And the guy, the kid, I'm not talking about the kid with the 49ers, because he's got this sort of, I don't know, he's got this kind of philosophy behind his tattoos. They, like, mean something. There's some cats that just go out and get tattoos. They don't know why. And I've seen some guys, I swear to God, I bet you they go home and they cry at night over the tattoos they've got.
Like what?
I saw one guy, he had a tattoo on his leg of it looked like Wile E. Coyote or something. It was really stupid-looking tattoo. All right, anyway.
Why do he's crying at night?
Because he had red eyes. I don't know, man. All right, so this guy, Walter Slonopas, a maintenance worker for Contact Casting LLC, was resigned after he noticed his 2012 W-2 had 666 on it. In the Bible, the meaning of those three digits is the number of the beast. And they're putting that in quotes, so I'm assuming the writer went and got that directly from the source. Slonopas believes that he can either keep working for his employer after seeing the numbers, or he can, rot in hell? What happened to the other page?
I don't know.
The employer hired out a payroll service and said it was there that the W-2 was produced, not at Contact Casting. Oh, he said, or go to hell. I didn't see this.
Who are you telling to go to hell?
I didn't tell anybody to go to hell. I missed this. The line says he believes that he can either keep working for his employer after seeing the numbers, or he can go to hell. Huh? Well, what's the difference then?
If you keep working for your employer, ain't you going to go to hell?
Yeah, if you keep working for a guy that laid 666 on you, don't you go to hell?
No, you doesn't go to hell if you're working for a guy that would give you the 666, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. Then you quit and you can go to hell. But if you stay, well, you still go to hell. Let me see the story again.
Get out of here. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do. You go to hell.
I think what the man meant to say was he needs to show his allegiance to Jesus Christ and to his faith and quit. Or does he show his allegiance to the Legion, to the Prince of Darkness, to the Lord Incarnate of Evil, and continue working and use the W-2 and celebrate the monies that he has earned in a very dark and in a very disturbing manner.
Well, how do you celebrate the money you've earned in a dark and disturbing manner?
Just by saying, living your life. So you got your money, the 666, and you just walk through life slowly. You turn into the darkest, most violent-looking bars. That kind of thing.
You walk slowly. I got to tell you something. Here's my philosophy about this. And I've thought this out very carefully. Will you come on with this?
Hey.
Charlie. All right. Squirrel 24. Does Squirrel 24 mean stop the alert?
No, it means stop the alarm.
The alert? There ain't no such thing as squirrel alert. There might be squirrel alarm, squirrel alert, when we talk about it. But it's squirrel alert, and then there's squirrel meter, right?
Squirrel alert.
No, I said squirt alert.
Squirt alert.
What's a squirt alert, man?
When the sprinklers come on outside, I told you about that because it's getting the car wet. And I didn't...
I'm going to kill somebody, man. I swear to God, I'm not even 40 minutes into this show, and I'm going to kill somebody.
Dude, I thought you knew about a squirt alert.
The only squirt alert you got... I'm not going to say, okay? So never mind.
What?
I'm not going to say, but it has to do with one of those movies I found laying around this studio. Do you understand, man, that I've got women coming in here and kids? People take a tour of the studio. I don't want your movies laying around. You understand?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. I didn't know.
You bring that crap in here? If you guys are looking at that crap on these TVs that are meant for the news and news alone, I swear to God, bud, I'm going to take your bike. I'm going to set fire to your motorcycle.
You going to set fire to my soft tail?
Yeah, I'm going to set fire to your soft tail. All right, the employer hired out a payroll service, so he basically told Sloan Aposh, you know what, pal, I can't help the 666 any more than I can help the woman I'm married to. You know what I'm saying, buddy, huh? I got to live with her, huh? Anyway, it seems that 666 stamp W-2 was the final straw for this guy at his job. Sloan Aposh became a born-again Christian 10 years ago. For a Christian who already encountered the number once, it was something he could overlook. Having it happen again almost 2 years later proved unsettling. That's interesting.
Well, so now, do you support his decision?
Well, here's my philosophy on this. I believe in separation of church and state, absolutely. And probably in this case, this guy would believe in separation of church and state, like separate my church from that, from that W-2. So I believe in really important matters, in really, really important matters. Say this was an important matter, which I don't think it is. You would say to the employee, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to suck on it, pal. That's just the way it goes. But this is one of those deals where you can find a workaround, you know? And I think when it comes to religion, especially in our society, you do separate church and state, but when it's when there's a simple workaround or there's a cultural tradition, like Christmas trees, to me, Christmas trees are very much a symbol of a seasonal event and not necessarily a Christian celebration. So I just think that every time we see that in a public square, we just, you know, just get out, any atheist, just take a walk, okay? Just get away from us for once. And this, too. I mean, you say, well, look, it's offensive to the guy. Issue him another W-2.
I don't think they can. I think they are numbered very specifically as to the payroll. To change that, I think, changes up a sequencing. And this man's number came up 666. So to use your parlance, Phil, I think he's just going to have to suck on that and swallow it.
I never... Oh, God.
Well, that's what you said.
Well, I don't agree with you, and...
Well, there is precedent.
Look, Margaret, I just think where we can get around it, we get around it, okay? And we say to a guy, what do you want to make an enemy out of a guy? You remember I told that story on the air, but here, this is a good example, all right?
Yeah, tell me, you were lying about it.
All right, take it easy. I've been telling a story for years that I was actually lying about. And I'll tell you what it was. I had a plumber come to my house. This is true. A plumber came to my home. At the time, I had a home in Palm Desert, California. And I had a sprinkler problem. I had the plumber come out. He fixed it. I wrote him a check. And I didn't notice that it was 0666. Now, the guy brought it to my attention. He said, I'm a Christian, sir. And he was newly arrived from Oklahoma. I'm not saying that that's why he was a Christian. I'm just saying he had that accent. I'm not putting it on for any reason. And he said, I'm a Christian, sir, and see that right there? And that boy, I tell you, that makes me nervous, you know. And he didn't say he didn't want to take the check, but he was dawdling over this thing. You know, he was just kind of like, he kept wanting to talk to me about it. So I said, look, I'll write you another check. The lie I told in the years that I've told this story, and it's now been 20 years, I said that I forced him to take it.
Oh, so you'd look like some big man hurting a poor Christian.
Yeah, that's it, Margaret.
Well, Phil, I don't think it's right for you. Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Mayor! Row 24.
What? Nothing. Nothing at all. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
What about the story about the 666?
Take it easy. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, and are coming back.
Squirrel meter, squirrel meter.
Get out of here, will you? We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Coming up next hour, Herb Sewell is going to join us. I did not approve this title, but I suppose I'm stuck.
No, Mr. Hall said he liked the title.
Oh, is that great, Mr. Hall? I'm going to talk to him. I'll approve the segment. I want to talk to him afterward.
Mr. Hall said that you're talking too much to him at night.
Mr. Hall is going to get on the phone with me tonight.
Yeah, but Mr. Hall said...
Mr. Hall's getting on the phone with me tonight.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Hall, we'll call him up. But you know he had a condition... On the freeway.
Yeah, he felt pains in his chest when you talked bad to him.
Isn't that too bad? I happen to know that guy's got a healthier ticker than anybody. Guy's half his age, so don't worry about it, all right?
Well, I don't know, ma'am.
Didn't you hear that nut when he said, get my pills, baby, and she said, there's saccharin, he said, that'll do?
Oh, you know something? I did, but that might be a treatment.
No, it's not a treatment.
So you're saying he's pulling the old switchy-poo? You're saying that he's masquerading. You're saying...
I'm saying he's full of crap and that I want to talk to him when we're done with the next segment. So we have a segment coming up. Gee, that's relatively quick. It's only taking me 2 minutes to get into the topic that I wanted to get into right out of the break.
Well, don't look at me, Phil.
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry. It is my fault. I thought when you said Mr. Hall that the...
All right. What are you getting to the toilet for?
You yelled at me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Squirrel 24.
No, it's just not squirrels.
Yeah, Squirrel 24.
Guys, you don't need to do the Squirrel 24 code. All this bull crap is driving me nuts. I'm going to start to, you know, hurt people. Do you understand?
Yeah, but
I'm going to start to hurt people. I'm going to start to hurt people. There's going to be a news story. Forget about this cop that's on the lam. I'm going to be. And it'll say, radio personality Phil Henry couldn't take it any longer. Three bodies found.
Why three?
Because there's three of you.
That's dirty pool.
I'm the only guy in the world, man, that does a radio show that's forced to talk to one of his co-hosts through the door of a bathroom halfway through the show. Like 50% of the time. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about the new Herb Sewell report. He'll be joining us next hour with the Herb Sewell Mother-Son Sex Report.
Very interesting.
It better be. So that will be coming up with Herb Sewell after the top of the hour. In the meantime, a couple of other stories that we do want to get to. This one's rather interesting. John Mayer, the popular singer, the popular singer, and actually a pretty nice guy, who actually said something nice about our show a long time ago, probably back when, you know, anyway, John Mayer loves to call himself a jerk. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, the singer looks back, not so proudly, on his past Hollywood loves and moments, including when he referred to Jessica Simpson as sexual napalm in an interview.
Wow!
He didn't.
He did?
Well, you just appeared out of the bathroom.
Well, we've decided that we will be intermittent with the squirrel meter.
Yeah, he said you don't like it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It did kind of shock me.
Is that a comment on my looks?
No, Margaret, it is not. It just shocked me that you suddenly appeared there at the microphone.
That's why we got a squirrel meter.
All right, you're going to have to find some other squirrel meter, man, because that one is like it's going to give me a heart attack.
Man, we got to find out. You got to know the people coming back. What do you want us to do, like have a little mouse fart?
Yeah, well, you want a mouse fart?
Give me five.
Yeah.
Get out of here with the five. All right, The blues rocker notes that he has changed since the days of his past interviews, although we can still remember when he played the regret card in a 2010 interview with Rolling Stone, saying of then Jennifer Aniston, "I'm the jerk, I burned the American flag, I basically murdered an ideal." What? He's also been linked with Jennifer Love Hewitt, Minka Kelly, and Taylor Swift. Most recently, he has been dating Katy Perry. But now on the Sunday morning show, he says he has become enlightened. It's very liberating when you finally realize it's impossible to make everyone like you. I wanted everybody to like me. I thought I was one shuck and jive away in every direction. The Grammy winner, who has spent much of the last year silenced by vocal cord surgery, confesses that getting over the negative reaction resulting from his media interviews was a lot harder than dealing with the granuloma, which is a surgery that you have.
Yes, it's surgery to get rid of vocal nodules on the vocal cord.
That sidelined his singing. I think that's very, very forthcoming of you, John. Good for you, man. Seriously. How about, you know, a little more free publicity in a Twitter feed? We'd like that, too. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Herb Sewell joining us with the mother-son sex report. That is the most disgusting.
Well, Phil, I think it'll work.
I don't like it. Sex reporter, gonna come...
Phil Henry.